We're by the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Dalam and Beis. Ve'elu chayiv lahachris. So the beginning of the parak, we have the Mishnah. Elu mitzia shaloi. Ve'elu chayiv lahachris. Now we're going to discuss the ve'elu chayiv lahachris part. The last Mishnah discussed the mitzias that are shaloi, the ones he could keep. Now the Mishnah is going to discuss ve'elu chayiv lahachris, the ones that he finds, and he's going to have a chiyav hashavas aveda. He has to return. Matzah peiris bekli oy bekli kamay shehu. If he finds peiris in a kli, and a kli usually has a simen, or just a regular kli, but again a kli has a simen. In these cases, he's going to have to return it. Or he found Mo's Bekis. He found the wallet with money inside. Or just a wallet. The point is, it has a simon. Tzibure Peiros. If we find bundles of Peiros. This is as opposed to the Peiros Mefuzars, the scattered Peiros in the last Mishnah that he's allowed to keep. If he finds it in bundles, that's already a simon, and he has to announce it. Tzibure Mas. Or bundles of money that he's going to have to return as well. If he finds three coins, one on top of the other, we're going to see what that is in the Mishnah. In the Gemara, he also has to return those. Kriches Brishas Hayochim. That's as opposed to the Kriches in Rishas Rabim. If he finds these small bundles in Rishas Hayachin, also he's going to have to return a Vikikar Shabalabayis. If he finds loaves of bread that are made not by a baker, but by a Balabayis, that's already a simon, and it looks like it comes from that person, and therefore he has to return it. The Gizei Tzemer Halakuchin Mibesa Uman, as opposed to Halakuchin Mimidinasam. The ones that were taken from the Uman already, they were already worked, and therefore there was a simon. Meaning these shearings of wool that were already processed a little bit by the Uman, you're going to have to return it. Kadi Yain, Kadi Shemen. If you find barrels of wine, barrels of Shemen, and they have a Simen, Hare Eilu Chayim Lachris. All these things are Chayim Lachris. You have a Chiv HaShav HaSaveda, and you have to return because they have Simonim. And if they have Simonim, the Bailam are not Messiahish. As we know, there was no Yush, which means you can't keep it, and you have a Chiv HaShav HaSaveda. Zok the Gemara, Taima, the Matz Peiris Bekli, Memais Bekis. It sounds like the reason you have to return in the Mishnah is because you found the Peiris inside of the Kli, and you found the money inside of the wallet. That's why you have to return Bein the Kli, Bein the Peiris, and everything that was inside of it as well. Oh, Kli Ulefon Peiris. But what if you found the Kli, and next to the Kli, you have the Peiris? Maybe it came from the Kli, maybe it didn't. Kis Ulefon Amayis. What if you find the wallet, and in front of the wallet, you find the money, but not inside it, Hari Lushalai? It sounds very much in the Mishnah that you would be allowed to keep the money or the Peiris, meaning the Kis and the Kli, you would have to return, because again, on the Kli, there's a Simen, on the Kis, there's a Simen. But the Peiris next to it, we don't say necessarily that it came from the Kli and therefore you have to return it. No, maybe it came from somewhere else. And Stam, it's not going to have any Shaychus and you're going to be allowed to keep it. That's the diuk we see from the Mishnah. And says the Gemara, I actually have a raya to that. Tanina, Lehadotan Rabbanu. We actually have a raya to this from the following Braisa. And this that we learned in the Mishnah is actually what we saw in this Braisa, that Matzah Kli Lufana Paris. If you find the Kli and in front of it Paris, Kis Lufana Mas. If you find the Kli, Kis, a wallet. And next to it, the money, Ariel Shalay, you're allowed to keep them, meaning the Paris and the Mas, you're allowed to keep. The Kis and the Kli, you'd be have to return if it has a simon. But the point is, these things you could keep because we don't necessarily, it came one from the other. What about Miktsasa and Bekli and Miktsasa and Agamikarka? What if you find some of the Paris in the Kli and some of them next to the Kli on the floor? Oi, Miktsasa Mikis, Miktsasa Agamikarka. Or in the case of the wallet, you found some of the money in the wallet and some of the money next to the wallet on the floor. Then in that case, chayv lahachris, you have to be machers and you have to return both the kli and the peiros, even that are not inside of it. Because again, if you see a kli spilled out, some of the peiros are still in, some of the peiros are out, then you assume that all the peiros came from inside. When it's totally separate, there's no peiros in the kli at all, that's when we said, that's what we saw in the Braisa, that's why it's a raya. That's when we said that you're going to be able to keep the peiros because we don't necessarily say that it came from in the kli. But if you still have some peiros in the kli and some peiros are outside, then obviously it came from the kli and you're going to be chayv lahachris. Bein on the Kli, bein on the Paris outside, bein on the Mois, bein on the wallet it came from, because there's still money in the wallet, so it clearly came from it. Says the Gemara, either way, I'll ask you to steer on this from the following Braisa. If you find something that doesn't have a simon next to something that has a simon, and it could have came from it, like our case of the wallet and the money, or the kli and the payers, the point is, the kli has the simon, the payers do not have a simon. So if you find something that doesn't have a simon, like the payers, next to something that doesn't have a simon, like the kli, then chayv lachris. You have to be machris on both things, even on the thing that it doesn't have. But baal simon, v'nat alas shalei. What if the baal simon, meaning the owner of the thing with the simon, like the kli or the wallet, he came, v'nat alas shalei, he took that wallet or he took the kli, but he left the stuff that was on the side of it, then zachala b'davar shein ma'simon. Then the person who found it is now zeiche in the part that didn't have a simon, meaning the payrus or the money, because the fact that he didn't take it, obviously it wasn't shy to that, and now it's a regular thing, you found them without a simon, you're going to be able to keep. But either way, We have a steer, because the Braisa clearly says over here that if you find something next to something else with a simon, even if it doesn't have a simon, like the case of the pigeons that are next to the kli, so you're not allowed to keep it. You're chayv lahachris, which is right against what we said, that if you find the pigeons next to the kli, as long as there's no pigeons inside, you're going to be allowed to keep the pairness. You just have to announce about the kli itself. So Amar Zid, Zid explains, Lakasha, it's not Kasha, because ha bekuvi vekitna, the Mishnah and the Breisa, the first one that said that if you find something next to something with a simid, but it's not inside, meaning you found a kli and next to it the pairness, but there were no pairness in the kli itself, you're going to be allowed to keep it. That's talking about bekuvi vekitna. That's talking about a barrel and flax, meaning you found the barrel, and next to the barrel you found flax. What's the significance of that? Because flax already, if it used to be in the barrel, you would still for sure have some flax left over in the barrel. So from the fact that the barrel is totally empty, obviously the flax that's next to it didn't come from it. And that's why the Braisa says that you're allowed to keep it as long as there's none in the barrel itself, because again, it's muchach that it didn't come from there, and that's why we look at it separately and we don't think that it's the same thing. So in the end of the day, you just found flax stam on the floor. It happened to be next to a barrel, but you found flax stam on the floor and it came from somewhere. It doesn't have a simon, you're going to be allowed to keep it. But baha, bitzanu peri, the second braisa that said you're not allowed to keep it even if it's next to it, is talking about bitzanu peri. So I'm on a basket next to peiros, meaning big peiros, that it's the derech when peiros fall out, it's very possible that all of them fall out, and not necessarily will you have one that's left in the thing. And that's why, even if you have peiros next to the basket, and you're going to be chayv to return it, even if there's none in the basket, according to that reason. Because again, next to the peiros, it's very yutachin that it all fell out, and that's why it makes a lot of sense that it maybe did come from that tzara. Papa Amar Papa gives a different answer. Really, I can tell you that both prices are talking about a basket with peiros. It's not a kasha because the second price that says you're going to be chayv lahachar is also on the peiros is talking about when you still have some peiros left. Why are you assuming it's a case where there's no peiros left in the barrel? Maybe it's talking about a case that there are some peiros left in the barrel and clearly it did come from there. But the first price is talking about a case where there's nothing left in the barrel. It's totally separate. Therefore, we do assume that maybe it came from two different people and they don't have shaykhs to each other. That's why you're going to be allowed to keep the peiros. Another way we can answer is that both braises are talking about where nothing was left over in the barrel. Because it depends if the barrel was facing, meaning the knocked over barrel, open barrel, was facing where the peiros are. So if it was, then you could assume that the peiros fell out of it and came from that barrel. But if it's totally facing the opposite direction, then it didn't necessarily come from there. And that's what the braises says, that you're going to be allowed to keep the peiros. Another answer is really both cases are talking about where the barrel is facing the peiros on the floor. Is not a kash because had isla ugnin litzana, the braisa and the mishnah that were mevur that you're going to be allowed to keep the peiros because we assume they're going to be separate, even though the barrel is facing. That's talking about where the barrel had some type of lip. It had a rim on it, and therefore, if it fell out, not all of them would have fallen out. What, all of the peiros are going to roll past this lip that it had? It's not yitachin, and for sure there would still be some inside. So from the fact that there's not, and it's next to it, so it must be what? It must be that it actually came from two different people, and that's why they don't have shaychis, and you're going to be allowed to keep the peiros, because the peiros themselves have no simen. But ha, the price that says that you're going to be chayv lahachris is the les la ugnin letzana, where the barrel has no rim, and therefore makes a lot of sense that it all fell out, it all rolled out of the barrel, and that's why you're going to be chayv lahachar is also on the peiros. The Mishnah continued, tzibure peiros with tzibure mois. If you find bundles of peiros and bundles of mois, of money, so that you're going to be chayv to return. Says the Gemara, Shmami no, minyan havi simen. Don't we see a raya from here, which is a question usually, but don't we see a raya from here that minyan havi simen, that a number is a simen, meaning to know how many tzibure peiros, know how many bundles it was, because otherwise, what other simen would you have over here? We're talking about tzibure peiros, tzibure mois, bundles of peiros, bundles of mois, and in the end of the day, we're assuming that it doesn't have any other simen. So from the fact that we're saying that he has a chiyav hashavas aveda and he's chayv lahachris, it must be that, what is the simen? It must be the simen is the minion. So minion is a good simen for him to come and say the number that it was. So it's like, well, it's need tzibur peiros. No, that's not necessarily what's going on. Meaning, just because you said tzibure, which sounds plural, so you're assuming that minion is going to be the simen. No, we could read into the Braisa or into the Mishnah that tzibur peiros, we're talking about one bundle, and therefore it's not the minion that he's going to come and say that it's the simen. It's the simen is going to be rather the makim. He's going to tell you where it was found. But says the Gemara, okay, so if so, shaman mina makim have a simen. So if so, do we have a raya that a makim is a simen to say where it was lost? That's also a question. So it would be a raya. We could be pushing from here. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. T'nit tzibur peiros. Because if we want to try to bring that raya, I'll just go back to what we said before, that we should read it the way we read it before. It's tzibur peiros, that it's plural. And therefore, really, the simen he's going to give is the minion, the number of it. So really, the point is over here that you don't have a raya either way. It's not a raya that a minion is a simen or a raya that a makam is a simen, because if you're going to try to bring a raya, I could just tell you the gear says the other way. Do we have a raya to one of these things maybe? Yeah, because it's mamano shach. Either it's tzibur or it's tzibure, which would prove one of the things, but I don't necessarily know which one, and therefore it's not necessarily a raya because I could be doichet back and forth. Says the Gemara Vayter, Shloish Mad Be'azel Gavzeh. The Mishnah said, if you find three coins on top of each other, you're going to be chayiv lehachers. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok Migdilah. Rabbi Yitzchok Migdilah says, v'hu shasuin kimigdolin. That's only true if the matbeis were on each other like a migdol, like a tower. What does that mean? That the widest one is on the bottom. Then in order of size, it gets smaller and smaller and goes up like a tower. That's when it's going to be chayv the hachris, because the person clearly put it there, and that's going to be considered a simon. That's Rav Yitzchak Magdala. By the way, the Maratzchia says that he was called Rav Yitzchak Magdala because this is his one memory in Shas, that Vihu Shasin Ke Magdalin. It's made like a tower, so Al Shein Magdalin, like his memory said, so we call him Rav Yitzchak Magdala. Some ask on him that we actually find this Rav Yitzchak Magdala in other places in Shas, but the point is, this is Rav Yitzchak Magdala's halacha, that it has to be Ke Magdalin. If it's made like a tower, and it goes in order of size, the widest on the bottom, and it goes narrower and narrower, that's when we said that the Shlesh Madbeah Zal Gavzeh is going to be considered a tzemin, and he's going to be Chayv L'Hachar. Says Gemara Tanna Me'achu, we actually have a raisa. That is a raya to this. The Matzah Ma'az Mevuzar, if you find scattered money, Harei L'Shalei, belongs to him, Asuin Ke Magdalin. However, if it is like a tower, then Chayv L'Hachar, you have to return it. You have to announce Ve'eloin Asuin Ke Magdalin. What is considered made like a tower? Shlesh Madbein Ze Al Gavzeh. Three coins, one on top of the other, with the widest being on bottom like a tower. Says Gemara Haguf Akasha. This Braisa itself is a stira mine ube, because Amrit Matzah Ma'az Mevuzar, Harei L'Shalei. One thing we said, if you find scattered money, it belongs to him. You're allowed to keep it. What's the diuk? That that if it was a little bit stacked, meaning it wasn't asuin kimigdalin, but rather one edge of the coin was a little bit on the other one, meaning miktsas of the coin, a little bit on the coin were on top of each other. So maybe someone placed it in that way that some of the coin is on the other ones, and they're stacked a little bit like that, but they're not 100% stacked. So it's mashma from the Braisa that we just said, that only if it's completely scattered, you're allowed to keep it. But if it's a little bit stacked, meaning even miktsas, even some of the coin is stacked on top of each other, then Chayv L'Hachris. Then it would sound like you're going to be Chayv L'Hachris because maybe someone put it like that. But in a Sefer, then let's read the Sefer. That's going to be the opposite diuk. Asuyin Kimigdal and Chayv L'Hachris. When are you going to be Chayv L'Hachris? When it's actually stacked like a proper tower. Everything on top of each other with the widest on bottom. What's that, Mashma? If it's just a little bit stacked and it's a little bit part of the coin, part of the coins are on each other, then it's going to belong to him because that's not considered like a tower. So now today I have opposite diyukim from the Braisa. And says the Gemara, no, not necessarily. Tana kol she'ein asuyin kemigdalin mufuzaris karelu. The Tana was of the opinion that anything that it's not 100% stacked like a tower properly with the widest on bottom, that's considered mufuzar, that's considered mufuzaris, that's considered scattered, and therefore there's not necessarily a kasha. And the only time he would be chayv l'hachris is when it's properly asuyin kemigdalin. Amar b'chanina, Amar b'chanina says, lo yishanu el shel shleish melachim. That's only true. There's din that if you find three coins on top of each other, it's going to be chayv l'hachris. That's only true if it's three coins from three different kings, meaning it's three different currencies. One from this country, one from that country, one from that melech. Three different countries. Avol shel melech ocha. But if it's from one king, then in chayv l'hachris. You're not going to be chayv l'hachris. Says Gemara Yechidami, what exactly is the case? Why would this be true? If it's made in a stack and the widest one is on the bottom, then afilu shel melech achanami. So even if it came from one king, even if it's one type of currency, and then the day, someone clearly put it like that, it's a simon, so you should be chayv l'hachris. What does it matter if it's from one king or not? If we're talking about where it's not a suin kimigdalin, it's not stacked like a tower, then even in the case of it's three different currencies, you still shouldn't be chayv to return it because maybe it just fell and there's no simon. Says the Gemara, Eliyit Marachiyat. So if we set over, we have to edit what Rav Chanina said and explain it like this. This is only true that you're going to be chayv l'achris, where it's Shalmelech Echon Ke'ein Shleish Melachim. Similar to three kings, what does that mean? Ve'echidami? Na'asun ke'migdon. That it's made migdon. That it's made like a tower, that the widest one is on the bottom. So even if it's Shalmelech Echon, even if it's one currency, it has to be that the widest one is on the bottom, and it goes in order of width, meaning it gets smaller and smaller as you go up. Revichatato, meaning the widest one on the bottom, Mitzieleve, and then the medium size on top of that. When Vizuteleve, the smallest one on the top. Or rather, Vizuteleve Mitzio, the smallest one is on top of the middle one. The point is, Damrina, we say in this case, Anuchi Anchinu, that he clearly put it down. So when did we say this halacha? When it's different sizes and it's stacked in order of sizes. So that's Ke'en Shlesh Melachim, because usually the different currencies are different sizes, maybe, and therefore, that's Ke'en Shlesh Melachim. So even if it's one currency, as long as it's stacked in order of size, that's going to be considered a simon, because the Amrina, we say Anuchi Anchinu, that he clearly put it there. Avol Shel Melech Echad, but if it's from one king, what does that mean? The Kuliki Adadi Ninu, that it's all the same size, then Afol Gav Demanche Adadi, even if they're on top of each other, Harei Elu Shelo, you're allowed to keep it, because Emar Asrume is Isramuye Isrami Uvahade Adadi Nof. Because we could just assume that maybe it actually fell like that, maybe it all fell on top of each other. If it's stacked in order of size, then I hear, if it's getting smaller and smaller, and it's Asuin Kemigdalin, then it's going to be considered a simon. But if it's Stam all the same size, and it's on top of each other, three coins, maybe it just happened to be like that, and in that case, Harei Elu Shalei, you'd be allowed to keep it. Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan argues, and he says, Afilu Shemelech Echanami Machris. Even if it belongs to one king, what does that mean? We know right now, that means even if it's one size on top of each other, you have to be Machris, you have to announce it, because it's not Matzli that they're all going to fall on top of each other stacked, even if they're the same size, my Machris. And says the Gemara, what exactly do you announce if you find such a thing? minyan. You announce minyan, meaning how many it was. The bailim should give you a simon that they were on top of each other. Your machers the minyan. Says like my plus afilu treinami. If that's what you announce, the number of it, then why only by 3 coins? Even if it's 2 coins, you should also announce that you found 2 coins, and then someone's going to come and tell you that it was stacked like this, and that would be considered a simon. And so the Gemara, then Amar Ravina. Ravina says, tiva machris, because that's not what he says. He is machris the what he found, meaning the tiva, what type of thing did he find? And he says he found coins, and the Bailam has to come and say the amount of coins. And since 2 coins is the minimum of Rabim, again, if he says I found coins, so what's the minimum coins, which is plural? 2, obviously. So coming and saying that you lost 2 is not going to be considered a good simon. That's why only if it's 3, once he comes and says that it's 3, that's already going to be considered a simon, and that's when he's going to be chayav the hachris. But Rav Yirmiyah asked the following. Rav Yirmiyah always had these interesting shaylas. What if this? What if that? What if hypotheticals? Either way, but Rav Yirmiyah. Kisher ma'u. What if he found it in the shape of a circle, these coins? They were in the shape of the circle. Or what if he found the kishura ma'u? What if he found it in a line, a straight line? Kachatsuva mahu. What if you find it in the shape of a triangle? Kesula mahu. What if it's in the shape of a ladder? What does that mean? That each coin is mostly on the other one, but some of it is hanging in the air, meaning the second coin is stacked on top of the first coin, but it's not fully on the coin. Most of it is. A little bit is on the air. And also the top coin, the same thing. But either way, says Gemara Pshet Miyachada. And then today we could at least be Peshit one of these questions from the following memra. The Amar of Nachman Amar Abba Baravua. Kol shi lumachnes la kesa minen minaitum vasachas chayv lachachas. Any situation where if you put a toothpick under all of them and you can pick them up, bevasachas, all together, then you're going to be chayv lachachas. That's going to be considered already a good simon that you're chayv lachachas. So which case would this answer? This would at least answer the case of the sulam, where they're mostly on top of each other. In that case, if you would do this and you would take the kesem and put it under, you would be able to pick up everything. And therefore, in that case, at least we'd understand the answer to Rimi's question that you'd be chayv lachachas in that case. Boy, Ravashi. Ravashi has the following question. Ke'avni beis kulis ma'u. What if you find coins that are stacked in the shape of the stones of beis kulis, which is not by desire, but we're going to see exactly how they used to stack in a minute. Ma'u, is that considered a simon? Is it going to be chayv lahachris or not? Tashma, we have a braisa de tanyo. If you find scattered money, it belongs to you. Ke'avni beis kulis, however, it's a mefurish braisa. If you find it stacked like the avni beis kulis, like the stones of beis kulis, then chayv lahachris. Then you're going to be chayv lahachris. Ve'elu hein avni beis kulis. How exactly was it stacked? Achas mikan, ve'achas al gaben. It's like a pyramid. One on the side, one right next to it, and one on top of it, just like a pyramid. In that case, chayv lahachris, because it's going to be considered a good simon. Tana Rabbanan Rabbeisa, Hamoitza Sela B'Shuk, Umutai Chaver V'Amelai Shalihu. Someone who finds a Sela in the Shuk, he finds a coin, and his friend walks up to him, that's my coin, thank you very much. Chadasha Hi, Nidrainis, and he starts giving him simonim. It's a new coin, it's a coin from Nirain Kesar, Nirainis. We learned to get to Nirain Kesar. He was sent to destroy Yerushalayim. He was Megayer, we learned. He ran away, he was Megayer, V'Nafak Minei Rav Meir. And Rav Meir, the Heiliger Rav Meir, who was most of Tara Shabbat Pes, Tam Mishnah Libid Rav Meir, as we know, that he came from Nirain Kesar. He was a Ben Ger, we know he came from this lineage of really Esav, and we know what Tzadik says. That's why when the pasuk says Vayehav Yitzchok es Esav kitzai befiv, Yitzchok loved Esav kitzai befiv. Rav Tzadik says that's referring to Torah Shabbat Peh. I think maybe it's not Rizal actually, that Kitzayid Befiv, it's Torah Shabbat Peh. Tzayid Befiv, he loved Esav because Torah Shabbat Peh was going to come from Esav. Rav Meir was Torah Shabbat Peh, came from Esav, he came from Nirain Kesar. Rav Akiva was a Ben Gerim, and all of Torah Shabbat Peh is Alibid Rav Akiva. But either way, Zok the Gemara Vayter, if he says, again, the Brais is explaining that if he says he finds a coin in the Shok and his friend runs up to him, it's a coin from Nirain Kesar, it's from Nabaluch, or it's the coin from, he starts giving all these simonim, Shamelech Plainihi, it belongs to this Melech, that Melech Lemer Klum, it doesn't mean anything. You could give all this simonim in the world for the coin that this person just found, doesn't matter, and he's allowed to keep it. But oh, it's furthermore, even if this guy literally had his name written on this coin, it doesn't mean anything, you don't have to give it back. Why? Because there is no simon on a matbe. You can't possibly give a simon for a coin. And what's the reason? The Amar, because we could just say, because maybe he actually paid the coin already. Maybe he used it. I understand he has all these simonim. He even wrote his name on the coin. But how do you know it came from him? Maybe he paid someone with it. Maybe he already used the coin. And someone else now dropped the coin. So who said it even came from you? I understand you could give me every simon in the world, but who said you didn't use the coin yet and you didn't pay someone and it actually came from someone else? And that's why it's not necessarily a good simon. And no matter how many simonim you have, it's not that it's a good simon. It doesn't matter how many simonim you have, it's not going to matter, and we're not going to return the coin. Zot, the next Mishnah Matzah, Agapa, if you find something, we're going to see what in a second, you find behind Agapa, which is a type of fence that's made out of wood or reeds, or you find it behind a stone fence. The point is, you found Goizalas Mekusharim, tied up small birds, or you found it in the little pathways in the fields, you should not touch them. We're going to see why. What's a kli ba'ashba? If you find the kli in the garbage dump, in the chusas, if it's covered over, meaning someone clearly hid it over there, he's probably going to come back for it, therefore Liga, but you should not touch it because obviously someone put it there, and he's going to come back for it. Don't touch it. In Megula, but if it's Megula, if it's clear, if it's not covered over, so it's not necessarily hidden there, but it might be just lost, then it's Machers. Then it has a Simen, and you're going to have to be Machers that you're going to have to announce it. Says the Gemara, my time, what is the reason that if you find these small birds behind the fence, you're not allowed to take it? Because Damrina, we assume that Hani Inishat Sneinu, because a person put it there. Vishaklun, if you take it, less Luna Mariah Simen of a Gabayu. Owner has no simin, meaning he put it there. The guy went to visit someone. He put it there for a few minutes. You're going to take it now. He doesn't have any simin. He's never going to get it back. He wanted to leave it. He's coming back for it soon. Hilkach, therefore, what should we do? Lish bekinu, leave it alone. Adas marayav shakalei, until the owner comes and takes it and make sure that you don't mess him up. Says Gemara Vamai, why are you not allowed to take it? Lave kesher simano. And then today, why do we say you're not allowed to take it? Because it doesn't have a simon. And therefore, if you take it, he's not going to be able to give you any simon. So just leave it there because he's coming back for it soon. Okay, but why? Says Gemara, why is there no simon? Vile have a kesher simano. Why isn't the kesher, the way that he tied up these gazelles, why isn't that a simon in itself? Says Gemara, Amar Rav Abba Bar Zavda, Amar Rav Bimu Kushar Mechanfei. Because we're talking about a case that it was very generically tied. They were tied up by their wings, one to the other, and that's the way everyone. That's how everyone ties little birds, and therefore it's not going to be considered a simon. Says the Gemara, "Lave makam simon." Why isn't the makam a simon? Where it was found? Why isn't that considered a simon? Amar Rav Kamar Chama Bimidadin. We're talking about a case where they were moving around. They might not have been able to fly because their wings were tied, but they were hopping around, and therefore they didn't necessarily come from this exact place. They were hopping around, and that's why the makam is not going to be considered a simon. Says the Gemara, "Ibe Midadin." If we're talking about where they were hopping around, then me alma asu. Then we assume that it didn't come from here. They weren't placed here to keep for a few minutes while the owner goes somewhere, but rather they came from somewhere else. And then the mutarin, they should be mutarin since they don't have a simon. They came from somewhere else. We don't assume they were put there by chavana. If so, you should be allowed to keep them because there's no simon. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Because there's still a suffix. It could be that they came me'alma, they came from somewhere else, but it also could be that someone actually put them there. And in this case, it would be a suffix whether someone placed it right there. Call suffix inuach. Any time you have a suffix inuach, maybe someone placed it there. You shouldn't take it. Because if we're talking about a davar she'in by simon, something that doesn't have a simon lechatchila, you should not take it. Because if you take it, he's not gonna be able to get it back from you. There's no simon. Ve'im nato. However, if you did b'di'evid, then layoff. So you're not allowed to give it back to anyone. Because in the end of the day, it doesn't have a simon. He's not gonna be able to get it back from you, and it's just gonna be there. Ad she'yove eliyo. Says the Gemara Vayter. We learned in the Mishnah matzah kli be'ashba mechusa le'igavar megula nato machers. If you find a kli in the garbage dump, so if it's covered over, someone hid it there. Don't touch it. If it's not covered, then it was probably lost, and you take it, and your machir is because it has a simon. Says Gemara, I'll ask you to steer from the following braisa. What's a kli tamon bashba? If you find the kli that's hidden in the garbage dump, then that's a machir. Then you do take it, and your machir is shekein derech ashba lichbanis, because it's the derech for the ashba to be cleared out, and it's going to be cleared out, and this guy's going to lose it completely. But it's a steer of the Mishnah that told us if it's hidden in the garbage dump, don't touch it. The braisa clearly says if it's hidden in the garbage dump, not to the machir. Some of the Zit explains like kasha not a kasha. Ha bekubi vikasi ha besakine behamnik. The Mishnah, sorry, is talking about kubi vikasi. It's talking about barrels or jugs and cups, which are much bigger things, but the braisa is talking about smaller things like utensils, like knives and forks and those type of things, then you're going to return them. And the Gemara explains that bigger kalim that you find, that's what the Mishnah is talking about, those things you shouldn't touch, because it doesn't make sense that the owner lost it. He didn't lose a big barrel. He knows that he put the big barrel over there, and therefore, don't touch them. But with these smaller utensils, knives and forks that you found over there, so it makes a lot of sense that he probably lost it, and that's why the Brisa says, you take it, and you announce it. Papa gives a different answer. Really, I can tell you that both the Mishnah and the Brisa are talking about bigger things like barrels and cups. Why isn't that a kasha? Because the Brisa is talking about Ashba Asuilipanas, a garbage dump that normally will get cleared out. So if it gets cleared out, the owner is going to lose it completely, and that's why you should be Netul Machris. But the Mishnah, or Khan, the Mishnah is talking about Ashba Shein Asuilipanas. It's talking about a garbage dump that's not normally cleared out, and therefore he knows that it's still going to be there, and don't touch it because he clearly put it there and he's going to come back for it. Says the Gemara, Ashba Asuilipanas, however, Adveni Midasi. If you're going to tell me that the case of the Brisa is Ashba Asuilipanas, then Adveni Midasi. If it's a garbage dump that the owner normally clears out, then if someone put his barrel there, you're putting your barrel in a garbage dump that you know is going to be cleared out tomorrow. It's an Aveda Midasi. He's clearly trying to get rid of his barrel. So why are we saying that Noitel Machers, you should take it and there's a Chiyav HaShavas Aveda? This guy took it and he put it in the garbage dump. He's not interested anymore. It's an Aveda Midasi. He's getting rid of his barrel. And that's why he put it in the garbage dump. He knows that this is being cleared out tomorrow. So why is there a Chiyav HaShava? If it's Ashba HaSuya Lipanes, says the Gemara, Ella, we have to say Ashba She'ina Suya Lipanes. Normally it's an Ashba that's not normally cleared out. But the owner of the ashpa one day decided, you know, this ashpa that I had for the past 20 years sitting here, I'm actually going to clear it out. So when the guy put it there, he thought it was going to stay, because normally this ashpa is not cleared out. So we could say that it actually he left it there, and he meant to leave it there, and he didn't give up on it. But the owner of this ashpa one day randomly decided to clear it out, and that's why it turns into Aveda. If you don't save it, if you're not Naito Lamachers, it's going to be cleared out, and he's going to lose it. Says Gemara Bishlam, or Papa, I understand, according to the way of Papa answered the Stira. Between the Mishnah and the Braisa, Rav Papa said that really both cases are talking about bigger kalim, like he found the barrel. The only difference is the Mishnah and the Braisa is that one's talking about a ashpa asui the panis, and one's talking about a ashpa she'ena asui the panis. I understand, according to Rav Papa, Hainu diktani shekein derech ashpa the panis. That's why the Braisa literally says the reason is because the ashpa gets cleared out. Again, the Braisa said what? Just to quote the Braisa said, if you find matzah kli taman ma'ashpa neitel macher shekein derech ashpa the panis, you if you find the kli that's hidden in the ashpa, you take it and you announce it. Why? Because the ashpa gets cleared out. So I understand Rav Papa explaining the difference that it depends if it's the ashpa asui the panis. That's literally what the Braisa said. El Rav Zvid, according to Rav Zvid, that explained the difference bigger kalim versus smaller kalim, then ma'ay shekein derech ashpa the panis. How is he going to explain that line in the Braisa? It sounds like it's very clearly dependent on if the Braisa, on if the ashpa gets cleared out or not. But Rav Zvid said the chiluk is something totally different. It's about the size of the kalim. Says the Gemara, shekein derech ashpa li panis la kalim ketanim. We have to understand it differently. It's not that the garbage dump gets cleared out. The Braisa meant to say shekein derech ashpa li panis la kalim ketanim. That normally you're going to put kalim ketanim. You're going to end up with kalim ketanim with small utensils in the garbage dump. Not that you're going to move out the garbage dump, but rather you're going to move small utensils into the garbage dump. And normally you're going to lose these things because you're clearing off the table. It's very easy for the small utensils to fall into the garbage dump, and therefore that's why it's considered an aveda, and you're going to be neitel machers. Again, not that the garbage dump, not that it's totally if the garbage dump is going to be removed or not. The garbage dump is staying there. The question is, these small kalim, did they get their midas? Did they not get their midas? So Rav Papa would explain, shekein derech ashpali panis lo kalim ketanim, that it's a normal way for the kalim ketanim to move into the garbage dump. They end up there. That's why it's an aveda, and that's why you're going to be chayv the hachers on those items.